There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. We will do an entertainment section today. Manny and I are trying to decide which of the sounders to use. Do we do Give My Regards to Broadway, or do we do the 20th Century Fox thing? And I thought maybe we do is Give My Regards to Hollywood or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. we'll sing. Maybe we'll just do dum 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 dum. Mafungo. All right. Today is Happy National Just Because Day, which I think is great because the whole point being happiness is a choice, right? You just opt for it. And even when things feel kind of crummy, you know, what's the worst going to happen? So, on this day in history, you can see this is just kind of a day in history. In 1859, petroleum was discovered in Titusville, Pennsylvania, being the world's first commercially successful oil well. Did you know that? If I'd said to you, where do you think petroleum was first discovered? People would say Texas, right?
Right.
Isn't that what we sort of think of as oil well country, is Texas?
Yeah. I mean, you typically do always kind of associate oil,
it's not,
at least
Titusville,
in the United
Pennsylvania.
States, with Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. Titusville, Pennsylvania. So there you go. In 1927, five Canadian women file a petition to the Supreme Court of Canada asking, does the word person in Section 24 of the British North American Act of 1867 include female persons? Rude, but good question. In 2003, Mars makes its closest approach to Earth in 60,000 years, passing a mere 34,646,418 miles away.
Wow.
60,000 years. Yeah. Well, what is its farthest? We did a tragic story yesterday, Manny, which I'm sorry you missed, which was talking about Neptune. I think it was the one of the NASA flights passed close to, and what they said was what used to be the next to the farthest planet in the solar system.
Oh, yeah, that was Tuesday. I think I was in that day, right?
Yes, but yeah. Pluto was defrocked. Yeah. I still think we should put Pluto back. I personally am just not amused by that at all.
Yep, I agree.
All right, so go, Pluto, go. Maybe we should start a petition. I tell you, we got Raggedy Ann in the Toy Hall of Fame by doing a petition. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should. Is there a way to put an online petition to get Pluto reinstated? I know there is a website someplace.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
We should do it from here, though, and we'll just send all the names over to that one. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Let's get Pluto reinstated, see how many names we can get. We'll figure it out. All righty. Interestingly enough, LAPD officers are going to start wearing body cameras next Monday. I think it's a good idea. I think it's protective to the police. I think it's protective to the public. And I think everybody else will start doing it fairly quickly.
For everybody involved.
I agree. I think it's a great idea. All right. Here's Walmart is going to stop selling AR-15s and other semi-automatic rifles. You know, you got to say one thing about Walmart. They're huge, but they really are responsive on some level. They're in the news, like I swear to you, every other week. And for some good stuff, some bad stuff, but they are responsive. I mean, I give them that. As a huge corporation, they do seem to have a social, not only conscience, but awareness. So I think that's great, because we're used to thinking of corporations as being kind of heartless, and you know, they just figure, well, you know, we'll just ride out the storm, and it'll all go away, and everything will be fine. And so, I think that when corporations are responsive, it's really terrific. All right. So yesterday we carried the story of Burger King taking out an ad in the New York Times and the Chicago Trib and saying, on National Peace Day, what we really want is to have a McWhopper that will end the Burger King wars for a day. And And if we can, if you know, if we can do it, everybody can do it. It's a symbolic thing for the world to understand. And we're going to take all the money, and they're pop-up locations, and they're going to take all the money and donate it to, I think it's One World Peace, Peace One Day. Okay? Now, so this, they took out the big ad, big story yesterday. Okay. So, the president of McDonald's said, kind of snippily, they could have called. You know, what? And now, the wars have escalated, folks. They said, so let me tell you, the McWhopper would have combined the Big Mac and the Whopper, a new double-decker burger, and would have sold for one day, and they would have been flame-broiled, okay? And presumably you could have it your way. All right, so this is supposed to be on September 21st, a day of nonviolence and ceasefire. Okay. And they apparently did a taste test on the Today Show today. But because they didn't call anybody at McDonald's, here's what Steve Easterbrook, who is the CEO, said. We love the intention, but we think our two brands could do something bigger to make a difference. He chided Burger King for using the language of battle to describe their competition, saying it paled compared to the real pain and suffering of war. A simple phone call will do next time, read a testy postscript. All right, so first of all, you know, I think we should put up on Facebook what other kind of mashups do we think would work. If you think about this from an advertising point of view, Burger King, I mean, as I put it out, I did an interview this morning on Doug Steffen's Good Day Show, and he said, what do you think about it? And I said, look, David had a lot less to lose than Goliath did, right? And Burger King is the David to McDonald's Goliath, and McDonald's a much bigger company. So they really had nothing to lose. And, I mean, Easterbrook's comment of, well, I could have called. Well, that wasn't the point, because if they'd called, you probably would have said no, or you could have had a joint announcement, which maybe could have been a little nicer. But basically, McDonald's comes out looking like an idiot, right? Because they said McDonald's could have easily reacted in a fun, cheeky, and engaging way, turning the entire situation around. They missed the opportunity. Right?
Yeah.
Because if McDonald's or Burger King had nothing to lose, right? They're the smaller. So they got the publicity for it. They look like a good guy. I mean, you know, we're for world peace. And McDonald's comes out looking kind of petty and mean and okay. You remember the story we did about Under Armour last week? Same thing.
Yeah.
Of them suing this little tiny corporation and looking like a bully. And so, I mean, in terms of the PR wars, guess who won this one? I think McDonald's is probably going to back down. I think they're probably going to say, okay, we're not going to do it this way, but we're going to do this. Because we, you know, we understand the intent behind it. Because if not, they look like thugs. And you know what? If Burger King is smart, what they'll say is, okay, listen, we wanted to be cooperative, but nevertheless, we're going to have a day where we're going to donate all of our money or, you know, all of us to Peace One Day. And McDonald's is going to look like an idiot again.
Yeah.
I mean, so no matter what happened, it was a brilliant strategy on Burger King's part. Again, David has a lot less to lose than Goliath, but Burger King missed an opportunity, McDonald's missed an opportunity to say, listen, we'd love to help our baby brother, you know, in gaining more status. I mean, they could have done almost anything except saying, you should have called. Sound like a spurned lover, right? You listed me on you defriended me on Facebook. Come on, McDonald's, let's get with it. Somebody is advising them wrong, or no one's advising them. So there we go. All right, let's talk about. We were talking about challenges. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Whether campaigns have been successful and what have been unsuccessful. So I thought we'd look at that for a minute because I just thought we'd look at corporate America for a minute today, and you can sort of. Respond on Facebook, or you can call me, or you can talk about none of this. As you know, the program is really about what you guys want to talk about. But I thought we'd look a little bit at corporate America. And believe it or not, actually, one of the movies is actually about corporate America, international corporations as well. So we somehow backdoored into a theme, which is, you know, how we do it around here. 855-993-7569. Whatever it is on your mind, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit on the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we know that the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge last year not only made a lot of money, but they actually used the money toward research, and I think that they've identified a particular gene, a particular protein that may lead to some cures, actually. So it was effective on two different levels. It was effective in terms of the initial money that was collected and then the application of the money, which is nice because there have been a number of cases in the last couple of years where people have given a lot of money and nobody knows exactly where it came from, that somehow America has turned into a third world country when it comes into charitable contributions. Americans are notorious for being the most generous on the planet, but we think of third world countries as somebody taking the money and running, and apparently that's happened a number of times here, but not in this particular case. So talked about successful or unsuccessful campaigns. Can you think of any offhand, Manny, that you think have been particularly successful or unsuccessful?
Well, I know one of my best friends is diabetic, and he does a, I think they call it the Tour de Cure, and it's basically it's bike riding, and they go and they raise money for, you know, diabetes awareness and try and find a cure for it, and every year that he does it, it's pretty successful, so they raise a lot of money for it. So yeah, it's good.
That's a good one. The Ride for the Cure, which I think was originally AIDS, has done very well. The Susan B. Komen Race for a Cure has done pretty well. And my favorite example of a really successful campaign, although it wasn't collecting money per se, it was changing social attitudes, was Mothers Against Drunk Driving, which was enormously successful. It started by a woman in San Mateo, California, whose daughter was killed by a drunk driver, and she just started, you know, kind of a one-woman show of really saying it's not okay to drive drunk anymore, and has really changed the attitudes, the legal attitudes. When she started it, the statistics were that something like 90% of the people crossing the Golden Gate Bridge who were stopped at 2 o'clock in the morning were legally drunk, had more alcohol in their system than the legal definition. And one of the reasons is that the bars in San Mateo closed later than in Marin County, closed later, 2 hours later. I think they closed, bars in San Francisco closed at midnight or something, and they closed at 1:30 or 2 o'clock. I don't remember the specifics, not being a drinker. But, I mean, that was an alarming statistic that those people felt it was okay. And, I mean, think about, I know in college people would brag about they don't remember getting home. And she single-handedly started the program, the sea change. But it did change, enormously successful. Although it didn't have necessarily to do with money. I don't know that she collected money ever. I just know that really did change people's attitude. Okay, let's see what other people say.
Frankie says, slacktivism? Does any of that really work? It wasted a lot of water. Right, California? I think he's joking.
Yeah, people were talking. Was it, who was talking with me about water in, I'm trying to remember who I was talking to yesterday about water in California, and he was talking to a friend of his who had a pool, and they said that they were saying that they were 25% or 27% using 27% less water than they were, I don't know, a year ago, but a year ago they were already on restrictions. So they said that it's an artificial number because people are not filling their pools, they're not watering their lawns, public isn't running fountains anymore. So saying that they're using 27% less water doesn't begin to explain how much the water rationing is really affecting people.
Peter says the AIDS ride started the cycle for money movement and was very successful at raising money and awareness.
Yep, absolutely. I guess that was the first one. It's the first one that I was aware of, but I tend to agree with you. I think that it was the gay community. There are times where I've really sort of I've had so many gay friends that wherever they go, it's kind of like a brotherhood or a sisterhood that they sort of it's almost like a secret handshake that there really was a sense of was a sense of community and political clout out of proportion to the actual number of people, but. Whether we're talking about Hollywood or we're talking about Washington, changing laws, Supreme Court decision. I was listening to somebody who was talking about the fact that they and their baby mama, you know, had been together for 8 years. And I'm thinking, why doesn't somebody say, look, guys, if you want to be together, fine. But once you have a kid, don't you want the kid to have the security of knowing that the parents are at least legally united? And I thought, do you know, here are these people who can marry and have always been able to marry, who treat it like, eh, you know, maybe we'll go for Chinese food, maybe we'll, you know, we'll get takeout. What? As opposed to a whole group of people who've spent huge amounts of time, huge amounts of money, saying we want the same rights.
Yeah.
When, I mean, it just sort of struck me of, you know, I've always said kind of tongue in cheek that straights have wrecked marriage enough, let gays be miserable for a while. And, you know, but that's kind of my little, it's not even cynical, it's just kind of an ironic statement about the fact that one group has completely trashed marriage, or fairly well done a job on marriage, and the other group is fighting to have it. But that statement of, well, I've been with my baby mama for 8 years, and I thought, geez, Louise, that straight people don't even treat marriage as something that's even valuable, as opposed to gay people who are saying, you know, how come we can't have it? So maybe in 50 years, the tide will change, and gay people say, ah, marriage, who cares? And straight people say, oh, you know, I really want to be married. I don't know. Social change, interesting times. All right, keep going.
Robert says, I was amazed at a fundraiser going on back east in Canada. It says, I believe it was in Lourdes, Newfoundland. It was called Chase the Ace. It's a fundraiser for a small community church, and their goal was a 5K, and they have already raised over $700,000. I might be wrong on the amount, but you can Google it. It's an amazing story.
Well, there is, you know, he does bring up a point. Before there was ever an AIDS ride for the cure, there was March of Dimes. Do you know what, you know how the March of Dimes started?
No idea.
It was when FDR was in the White House, and they said, send your dimes to the White House to wipe out polio.
Hmm.
And, of course, then polio was wiped out, so the March of Dimes then moved on to being about premature births.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, if you think about it, sort of interesting. Okay, we've got this organization, we've got this bureaucracy that's very effective, and we've wiped out the reason we exist. Ah, so let's move on to another cause. And to a certain extent, you can be kind of cynical about that. On the other hand, saying, well, if you've got a bureaucracy in place that's workable, why not use it for, why not convert it to something else? But that's how the March of Dimes starts. Send a dime to the White House. And the idea of March was very specifically because FDR was in a wheelchair. And before that, what made me think about that was that I can remember as a kid growing up where they would have like a thermometer at the church or, you know, whatever, and the idea being how much money they had raised. So I guess there have always been fundraisers. There's always tithing as well. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You fired God to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All right, we just call that Judy Fox. Well done. Good mashup, Manny. See, we're talking about mashing up. I did like it a lot. All right, let me start with Judy because, you know, she's a diva and we know what happens when we keep her on hold, so it's not going to work. Hamilton. All right, now, look, I've been telling you about Hamilton for, what, months? Because I saw it downtown at the Public and said it's going to move to Broadway, which, of course, it did. Look, you don't have to be really smart to figure that out. It is written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who did In the Heights. He did the book, the music, the lyrics, and he plays Alexander Hamilton. And I got to tell you, so when he was down at the Public, I mean, it was a tough ticket to get. But the public tends to be, how can I say this, a little snooty? Okay, I said it. It's a small venue. I mean, that's where Chorus Line started. So they're very good at nurturing, especially young talent, and then bring them to Broadway. And they've done some wildly successful things, some not so successful. But in the Broadway iteration, it's a much bigger theater. And he's attracted all these little groupies, these little girls who scream through the whole thing, which I think is great. He's a dad. You know, he's not certainly what you view as a traditional rock star, but this play is amazing. And as I said, I saw it the same week I saw Straight Out of Compton. And as I said, for me, first of all, when I reviewed this, I said, if I tell you that this is a hip-hop musical, you're not going to go. But you should, because this is the future of Broadway. It is, the lyrics are brilliant. The music is... It's not my style, but it's captivating because it's the beat, right? It's if you, that's what I was saying about in WA, Straight Outta Compton, and Hamilton. If you're trying to start a revolution, and even if you think about Les Mis, which was obviously a very long time ago, if you think about the songs in there, they all have a specific beat, and the songs that are most successful, most memorable, are really suitable for bumper stickers or T-shirts, right? They're simple phrases, and to a heartbeat, essentially. And that's what NWA did, and Straight Outta Compton, and that's what Hamilton's about. And it's looking at a fascinating part of American history. I'm going to go get the book, because that's what it's based on. But it's really brilliant. It is long. And it was long. So Straight Outta Compton is long, too. But Straight Outta Compton is about 2.5 hours, which is long for a movie. This is just under 3, which is long for a play. But you'll be captivated. Are there a couple of slow points? Yeah, there are. But there are so many that are not. The acting is terrific. I'm trying to remember the difference. I think it was a little shorter. I think they've added two songs to this. I could be wrong. And one of them I think is a great addition. One of them not so much. But the choreography is captivating. This is going to win every award there is for the Tonys, and it should. It's really wonderful. My favorite song is probably, which is the best song I've ever heard about ambition. It's called The Room Where It Happens. This is a story of Alexander Hamilton, obviously, and Aaron Burr. And when it was at the Public, they had life-size bronzes of them standing in dual positions across the lobby from one another at about the same pace that they would have been, which is surprisingly close. You're going to find out all sorts of things you didn't know, that both of them were born out of this country, both of them were born out of wedlock, they were very good friends, why the duel happened, what place the women in Alexander Hamilton's life had. It seems like, you know, the politicians have always been a little... should we say loose with their who they shared their constituency with? That's a little rude, but you get the point. But it's fascinating history. It's great theater. It's you have to pay attention to the words, but the words are going to come zapping out at you. And there's some songs. My Shot. I mean, there's some songs that just really will blow you away. There's some that don't, to be quite honest. But on balance, it is just an extraordinary piece of theater. It's an extraordinary piece of history. And one of the songs is called Blow Us All Away, and it will. All right, so 5 stars. And it's a hard ticket. It's not an inexpensive ticket. It's sold out for about the next 6 to 8 months. But if you're planning to come to New York in the next year or so, see if you can't get tickets to Hamilton. I guarantee you you'll appreciate it. It's really wonderful. It's noisy, but it's wonderful. The 10 Dual Commandments, how cool is that? History has its eye on you. You're going to find out all about George Washington. We actually even have King George making an appearance. I mean, it's terrific theater. All right, enough. I've been talking about it for a long time. You should go see it. It's now been officially reviewed. More details, you can read the whole review at drjoy.com. All right, new movies. Now, as I mentioned, we're talking about the beginnings of America. There's a little bit of corporate stuff in there, but not a whole lot. However, corporations take it on the neck again. This is called No Escape. Let me mention before I do No Escape. Paulette. One of the problems about my sources for when movies open is sometimes the publicists know. Sometimes they open in some markets, some places, in other markets, not other places. But sometimes they just don't show up. And Paulette is a little French movie that is terrific. I very seldom give movies 5 stars, and this one I did. You have to look for it. It is French. It is subtitled, and it is just terrific. It is smart. It is funny. It's well acted. It's sentimental. It has probably the nastiest woman who is not a vampire that you've ever seen on screen, where she's a bigot. She's racist. She's ugly to her grandson. She uses the language that I don't think Hollywood will ever do a remake of this because it's so politically incorrect. And it is an astonishing movie. So, Paulette, all right? It did open in some markets in little tiny theaters last weekend, so you may have to look for it. I'll make sure and watch out for it when it comes out on DVD because that may be the place you're going to see it. But you should see it. It's just plain wonderful. Okay, No Escape is, you know, a lot of people didn't like it. I didn't hate it. In their new overseas home, an American family find themselves caught in the middle of a coup, and they frantically look for a safe escape in an environment where foreigners are being immediately executed. Okay, the paterfamilias is Owen Wilson, that we're not really used to seeing as an action hero or even a family man. Lake Bell plays his wife, who sort of goes from being the little screamer of, oh, I can't do this, I brought my own rice cooker, to sort of leading the band. They have two little daughters, which are cute, and go between whining and being brave. There is a truly gut-churning scene or two in it. Pierce Brosnan really steals the movie out from underneath everybody. I think this is his third or fourth movie this year, where I think he's always been a terrific actor. I think we just got lost in his good looks and his James Bond-likeness. But as he gets older, he clearly is having much more fun. He plays grizzled, sort of alcoholic outcasts, whether he's playing an aged assassin or somebody working for the CIA or, you know, a bad father. He's clearly having the time of his career. I think he's probably not making nearly as much money, but he's really a pleasure to watch. He plays a guy that they meet on the 19-hour plane ride, which, of course, gave me the little frisson of a flashback to my Israeli flight. This is not a movie for kids. It will scare the living daylights out of them. And it really, in some ways, for being what it is, which is kind of an escape kind of thriller, political thriller, it really has, believe it or not, an almost balanced view of why people overthrow governments and what the United States does and how they do it. It's only the United States, that Britain does it as well, that other countries do it. The cost of imperialism to poor people. And it's an extraordinarily unlikely setting for a political lecture, but I think it is, and makes it richer for that. It may be why other people didn't like it. It's probably why I did like it. That we're seeing sort of how it is to be poor, how it is to be American, how it is to be caught in situations that much of the world gets caught in these days. So for some reason, apparently a lot of people didn't like it, and I did. The other movie, which I chose not to see as opposed to seeing this one, because they were at the same time, so you're on your own about this one, most people didn't like it particularly, is the new Zac Efron, We Are Your Friends. Caught between a forbidden romance and the expectation of his friends, aspiring DJ Cole Carter attempts to find the path in life that leads to fame and fortune. I didn't actually care very much about it. Maybe you will. No Escape will probably not beat out Straight Outta Compton, but it's an interesting movie that is worth a little bit of your time. See Paulette as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, let us go back to successful and unsuccessful campaigns. But it's really interesting because, as I said, the one that I came up with first were ones that were relatively modern. But if you think, I remember as kids, I had a for the Red Cross, I remember having a fair when I was about 8 years old. because there was a flood someplace, and so we had a backyard fair for the Red Cross. So I guess there have always been fundraisers, but the internet really has changed everything, because you can have global kind of initiatives that you couldn't have had before, I guess. And maybe AIDS was the first, although again, I would say Mothers Against Drunk Driving was a national campaign. It just wasn't fundraising in the way that we think about it. All right, I don't think we actually said fundraising. I think we just said campaign. So let's, all right, so other ones.
Kim says, anything cancer-related. I stopped giving to that billion-dollar organization years ago. Grr, only good part are for the people involved with the runs, etc., who have lost loved ones. I feel it helps with the healing process to allow them hope for a cure.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of controversy about the American Cancer Society, I think it is, isn't it? And it's an issue with a whole bunch of... as I said, March of Dimes, which was enormously successful, was criticized for not going out of business when polio went out of business. I can see both sides, as we know, that one of the problems is that, as my friend said, you can always see both sides and it just slows you down. But there are a number of them. One of the reasons I started my foundation was looking at who I was giving money to and how much of the money they were spending on overhead. And there are some very well-known charities, very well-known, that if you look at, because they have to file, if they're a 501c3, they have to file what their ratio is of service to overhead. And some of them spend 90% in overhead, which means of every dollar you give them, 90% goes to their company as opposed to any service or any research or anything else. And that isn't how I want to spend my charity dollars. So if nothing else, you should do your research about what societies and what campaigns have been successful. The other campaign that's been enormously successful, I would say, is, enormously may not be the right term, is about smoking. Although we know that it's successful with some age group and not successful with others. So for people over 30, and especially people over 40, the smoking is much less of an issue. But for young people, it's actually as bad as it ever was at one point. There we go.
We have one person that says, the successful, quote, change we can believe in Obama campaign versus the unsuccessful, quote, leader you can believe in McCain campaign.
Oh, good. I'm so pleased to know that no matter what happens, we get into politics. Actually, I think I'm going to do an interview with the CEO of Habitat, who's just a delightful woman. And I said, I just think that housing is such a basic human need, and they've actually figured out a really incredibly smart campaign, which I'll let her tell you about. But she said, she worked in a Jimmy Carter campaign, or in the Jimmy Carter presidency, and I said, I think he's an incredibly moral man, and I think he's facing cancer with some such dignity. And I said, even though I think he's probably the most moral man who ever held that job, but I don't think he was a very good president. And she said, well, no, we can talk about that. And I said, no, we can't. That we can't, I sort of made the dreadful mistake before all of this fuss started of just saying, what do we do about the Donald, when he first made his immigration statement. And half my listeners said he should be president, and half said shave his head and ignore him. And I said, people viewed that as a political statement because he hadn't, which it wasn't at the time, because he hadn't sort of topped the polls as being the Republican candidate. And I said, we're not going to get anywhere near politics on my program. So, you can talk about what a great guy Jimmy Carter is, but we can't talk about his presidency. I'm not going to do that, because it'll get me into an area as one of my program directors said years ago. He said, people don't listen to you to hear your political beliefs. They listen to you to help them solve their problems. So the people agree with you, that's still not why they're listening to you. And people who don't agree with you, because politics has become such a hot-button issue, they'll just stop listening to you. And I thought that was a perfectly reasonable kind of thing. Every once in a while, I'll sort of feel so duty-bound to talk about something, but it's usually not political. It's usually it's psychological, even though it may have political underpinnings on it. But in general, I listen very carefully to that isn't what this program is. And so even though this is a lovely woman, and there's a part of me, because I like Jimmy Carter personally, having never met him, that I would really, you know, that I'd really like to hear some redemption. We're not going to do it. I told her that isn't what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about housing and how people think about housing and what Habitat has done in their moment and stuff like that. So we'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks. We're just trying to find a time. But she's a delightful woman, and it's a really good organization, as I'm sure you're aware. And housing is an issue. It's not only an issue in third world countries, it's an issue in this country. So we'll be talking about that, but we're not going to talk about the politics of it. All right, we got any more there?
We got one more from Aurora, and she says, I just happened to listen to a TED Talk by the mother who started the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, Nancy Freights. So inspiring.
That's great.
She actually posted a link to it.
Good for her.
Facebook comment. So.
You know, a lot of people, when I get calls about interviews from my affiliates or other broadcasters, huge number of people are going to the website to just check out what we're talking about, which I think is great. Because, as I said, you guys, I would put up against anybody because you're thoughtful. You don't get vindictive. You listen to one another. I'm not sure minds are changed per se, and I'm not sure that that's what really we're trying to do. But hopefully, this is a place where people really can be heard. That we can disagree, but still be respectful of one another. And I don't think you have to agree with me all the time. Manny and Trev certainly don't. Let me just add one thing about that. I was thinking about how boys sit in space and girls sit in space, and I've decided that it really says everything. It's not necessarily guys taking up more than their fair share. It's that sitting with their knees together would not make them physically comfortable for perhaps obvious reasons when you think about it. And women have been taught to keep their knees together for so long that I think it becomes unconscious. So I finally figured out yesterday on the train, instead of deciding that men were taking up more than their fair share on the subway, which they are, that it was really socially part of our DNA that women sit protecting their genitalia and men sit protecting theirs in a completely different way, either that or showing it off. I haven't figured out which it is, but you guys can sort of send me emails and explain to me which it is. But I decided to kind of back off that notion that it was just plain rude. I think it's ingrained sociologically and psychosexually. Does that make anybody feel any better? Probably not. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.